I don't believe it, Dad. Have you finally moved out? Oh, great. We finally get to get our cupboard back at last.
Well, but your things are still in here. Your guitar and your sleeping bag and your framed T-shirt with that dried out bit of gob on it that you swear Johnny Rotten spat at you.
It's not a cupboard. It's my bedroom.
It's a cupboard. Look, anything smaller than this would come with Dad written in flowers on the top.
And I haven't moved out.
Oh,
I've been missing. Missing. For 2 whole days. I could have been anywhere. Could have been dead in a ditch. Could have been murdered or mugged. Could have been in hospital. What am I saying? I was in hospital. And not one of you tried to contact me for 2 whole days.
All right, you've got our attention, so why have you been to hospital?
Well, didn't you get any of my messages?
Hang on, I'll just check.
No, not on your mobiles, on the real phone.
What do you mean, the one that's plugged into the wall?
Yes, the landline.
The one with the, like, funny little tape recorder in it.
It's an answer machine.
The one that keeps ringing that we can never be bothered to answer.
Yeah, the one under this pile of rubbish here. Listen.
Hi, kids. Won't be coming home tonight. Guess what? Your dad's going to a rave. Yeah. I picked up these 2 Aussie backpackers on my way back from your grand's and they're on the way to this illegal rave and they've invited me along. Hey, say something to my kids.
Your dad's completely mad.
He hasn't even got an A to Z. He just doesn't care.
You see? That was a young person talking, and I am officially a person who just does not care. That is how young I am.
But you just told us off for not caring.
Oh, just play the next message.
Hi, kids! Oh, this is great! It's fantastic! Can you hear the bass drum? I'm just about to hit the dance floor. Wish me luck!
You actually went to a rave. You silly old man.
It was an old-school, illegal, disused warehouse-type rave. It was brilliant. I danced flat out until I was exhausted. It was the best 3.5 minutes of my life.
Hey, kids! Oh, this is fantastic! Sorted! Acid! Oh, God. Oh, can you ring me back with a number for NHS Direct?
Help! Help! Oh, seriously. No, things are coming out of me. Whoa! Here comes the floor again!
The old man's fallen over!
Kids, don't get too upset. I'm in hospital, but I'm all right. Middlesex General, my Gatting ward. I'm on the patient phone. It's a pay phone, so it...
How do you think you'd get away with going to an illegal rave, Dad?
I was born to rave, Max. I was at the Hacienda the first night it opened. Didn't get in, obviously, but saw a documentary on it. Oh, yeah, I know all the dance moves. Little fish, big fish, cardboard box. And big fish, little fish, cardboard box. That's sort of similar, but the other way around.
Do you know the one where you, like, wave your arms about frantically and then, like, fall dramatically to the floor?
No, that sounds interesting. What's that one called?
It's called Help, Help. I'm in urgent need of medical attention.
Yeah, you can laugh. You lot with your blockbuster and pizza lifestyle. But ask yourselves this. Who's living on the cutting edge here, eh? Yeah! I don't look so stupid now, do I?
What? Apart from the fact that you're still wearing your hospital nightie?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm just going to my cupboard. I mean, my bedroom.
You mean temporary sleeping accommodation?
Which means, like, cupboard.
My cupboard, which I pay rent for, where I normally keep all my trainers.
All right, I'm just going to my temporary sleeping cupboard, the 6x3 foot space with a sloping roof that smells of athlete's foot, which you've been kind enough to lend me until the divorce comes through, for a little lie down with my oxygen cylinder. I'd appreciate it if no one struck a match.
Max, oh, what was all that noise earlier?
Oh, well, you know Dad lost his mobile. Well, I gave him my old one. It was fantastic. He tried to work it out and he refused to ask for help. And it was like, you know when they give a monkey a tin of peaches and a can opener?
And where is he?
Well, he found out that Mum won't be renewing their joint health insurance because of the divorce. But the current policy doesn't run out